Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 3 of Attack the Backlog Ghost Recon Wildlands Edition. This is, of course, the podcast where I, Mark Kuznez, that's Kuznez, tries to make a dent in their backlog one game at a time. This is, of course, the continuation of my playthrough of Ghost Recon Wildlands. Probably won't have much to say here, and I'm curious, even if I were to continue playing it, how many more episodes could I do for this? Because not much has changed. I've played a lot more of it, even despite the unexpected week I had, my father being in the emergency room and all that jazz. But there's just nothing new to report. It's all been the same thing. I will begin this episode, though, with my progress since the last one. You'll see that I've made quite a lot of progress, and I'll get to how I've managed that now. So, since the last episode, I have reached level 30, and I am now tier 43 in Ghost 1, or whatever the hell this other thing is, and I kind of regret going past 46, I think it was, where you have to switch over to regular difficulty as opposed to arcade, which I've been playing on this whole time. And I now know why it's arcade difficulty and regular as opposed to easy and normal. Arcade really is arcadey. And once you go to even just regular, the game changes from being an easy experience to play by yourself to one you have to utilize tactics and strategy in. So playing it on an even regular difficulty by yourself with AI teammates who are sufficient at taking out enemies when you use sync shot or stuff of that nature, but aren't capable of utilizing in-depth tactics and really tackling a scenario, a mission, a situation in an optimized way, it becomes much more frustrating. So I kind of regret that I did that because I would have liked to have continued getting the bonus to resources and all that you get with this additional mode, which I guess is sort of like prestige mode, maybe. And it's cool, it's neat, but I wish I could roll it back, and you can't roll it back. I can't start over. I can't reset it or anything. So once you go past that tier, there's no going back. But I have reached again level 30, tier 43, with 54% progression. And the crazy thing is, I don't feel like I've actually done all that much. I've done a lot of resource gathering. I've pretty much leveled up all the skills that matter to me. And some of them make the game a lot more satisfying. The skill for increasing your damage to vehicles makes taking on helicopters or regular vehicles and all of that way easier. It's ridiculous how fast you can take down a helicopter with just a machine gun, but it's very, very satisfying. I like the skills that give me more grenades and stuff of that nature, very simple stuff. I've increased to some extent, but I could still utilize and increase my AI teammates' proficiency in terms of how much damage they can take, how much damage they'll throw out, as well as rebels. I've utilized the rebel ops, those skills that you get for calling in vehicles and calling in support, distractions, mortar strikes. I've utilized those more. A little bit with the drone, but I still don't feel like the drone is all that useful. But I just unlocked the explosive drone, which I think I may be able to make use of. But one of the annoying things I find with the Rebel Ops and those skills is that once you fully level up a Rebel Ops skill, if you want to call it that, which is the stuff like diversion and calling in a vehicle and all of that, you increase the power and increase or decrease the cooldown by doing these missions And once you've fully upgraded one of them, those missions still populate the map. And while I guess you'll still get XP from completing them, you don't actually get any benefit to those skills anymore. And I know XP is nice and all, but I really wish they would stop populating the map and cluttering it with their existence, because they don't provide me anything super substantial, because XP isn't that important in this game. You really gain by getting these resources and increasing your skills or collecting medals that will give you permanent boosts or skill points for increasing your skills or finding new weapon storages and weapon attachments and all that stuff. That's how you really increase your ability. And so XP can give you every now and again a skill point for leveling up, but you level up so rarely, except the tier stuff makes it a bit more interesting. But until you reach that point, which takes a while, leveling up is just kind of whatever. It's just something that happens. Oh, yeah, I guess I was getting XP. You don't even really think about the fact that you're getting XP, because it doesn't really matter. But I've been making a lot of progress with the story as well, which I do not care about whatsoever. I thought I only needed to do so much in order to unlock the ability to take on the big bad boss, but I realized you have to take down an entire subgroup or whatever, not just two of them, because you have to take all of them down to then get to the final lieutenant or whatever, so that you'll unlock access to this, and you gotta take two down. It's all drawn out, and what I ended up realizing is that the main problem with this game is that it is too fucking big with too much to do. It might go against what I've said in the past and how I found everything boring or whatever, or that there was nothing or points of interest were spread out. There are a lot of points of interest. It's just that the map is so fucking big. When I zoomed out, I could not believe. I remembered it when I first started the game. I was like, yeah, this is a big map. But in playing it, it really came to the forefront that the problem with this game is that it's just too fucking big. So that while there are a lot of things to do, though they are boring and repetitive and aren't that exciting, especially when playing solo, the fact that the world is so huge, it's inevitable that there's going to be so much empty space, so much nothing between points of interest. And because of that, you end up spending as much time in the menu, specifically on the map screen, as you do in the game playing it. Because you're just going back to the map screen to find the next point of interest to go to. And it makes it a really hollow, inorganic experience. It makes it feel very spreadsheety, very worky in a way that is kind of meditative and is a good thing to do when you're doing other things, when you're listening to a podcast. It is a pretty good podcast game for that aspect. And it was good for me when I was dealing with my father in the hospital and all that, to have something where I don't need to think about anything at all. That was good, but I don't think it makes for a good game overall. It's not a game I would recommend. I am the kind of person who can enjoy this type of monotony and repetitive task staff. I was gonna say action and then it said stuff. No, I'll just say staff because that makes sense. But there's just so much nothing in between, so that I don't go from one point of interest to another, to another, to another, because they're so spread out that when I finish something, I don't think, oh, well, I'm going to just drive and I'll come across something organically. No, I need to go into the map and find the next thing that I want to do. And if it's too far away, why am I even going to bother driving there or flying there? I'm just going to fast travel there, and then I have to wait the sometimes 1 minute load screens or the 1 minute load times to get there, that's not fun. I probably should have just stayed in the game and driven there, flown there, because it would have taken as much time ultimately. And that just makes it a kind of whatever experience. It's a solid 6 out of 10 type of game, 3 out of 5. It doesn't do anything particularly special, but what it does proficiently. So that's something, I guess. But it leaves me feeling empty as the game and its world, which is a bad thing, I guess. But at the same time, I keep playing it and I want to keep playing it. I don't know what kind of episode the next one would be or any future. The thing I'm thinking about, though, with all this is, if I'm going to play this game and see it out to the end, if I don't finish it next week and I have another episode to do, what am I going to talk about? Because there's nothing to talk about in this game. Nothing happens. I've had a lot more bugs since the first 2 weeks, which is weird. Maybe it's just because I've been playing more, but I've fallen through the ground multiple times. I've gotten stuck. So it seems like the game's breaking the more I play it, which is weird. But it just is there. It's there. And I'm playing it. And I wish the map would just empty already, because I'm sick of it. But I'm going to see it through, because I'm enjoying it overall somehow. It's just, you know, I'm broken, so I can enjoy this nonsense. But that's pretty much it in terms of this update this week in Ghost Recon Wildlands. I do think it, again, would be a lot more fun to be playing it with other people. But I'm well past that point, and now I'm just powering through it and feel like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm very close to finishing out one section, so that I'll only have one more that I have to do, and I have one that's pretty much completed as well. So I think I'll be able to at least reach the ending and see credits roll, presumably, by next week, and have the next episode, that is, be the final one. And then if I want to go back in the game and clean up stuff, I can just do that on my own. I have not messed with the Ghost Recon specific mission or the Sam Fisher stuff, but I see it on the map, and the game seems to really be wanting me to do the Ghost Recon one, because it keeps, if I'm even anywhere near that icon on the map, it loads me there if I die, which is a little annoying. But that will do it for this here episode of Attack the Backlog. Once again, I am Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me pretty much everywhere at PX Sausage. If you enjoy this here show or any of the stuff I do and what have you, you can support me and my nonsense over at Patreon. That's it. Patreon.com/PXS. There you can get exclusive random drops of me talking about absolute nonsense, like which is better, Indiana Jones or the Mummy series starring Brendan Fraser, and spoilers, it's the Mummy series. Basically, it was a dead heat, but Dial of Destiny is so... If you've not seen Dial of Destiny, you don't need to see it. I'm just going to say that. But I'm also someone who thinks Crystal Skull is a fun time. So, woo! But you could do that. And Conan, do I admit that the kid in Last Action Hero is annoying, finally? I don't know. I guess you'll have to join the Patreon to find out. But yeah, you get that kind of stuff. Access to a fancy schmancy private Discord channel and a monthly Q&A, which I have to record later today. So there's all that as well. But yeah, Patreon again.com/PXS. In addition to the Patreon, You can find links to the site, the YouTube, the Discord, and so much more over at pxsausage.com. But for now, that'll do it. So once again, thank you for watching or listening. I hope you enjoyed this here episode, and I hope you have both a wonderful rest of your day. I don't say that because this comes out at the end of the week. I just hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, whatever day of the week you are watching this. But for now, adios, arrivederci, bye. No, I don't. When I say bye bye, I say bye bye. I don't say bye and then change the. I go.